Leon Hale is a columnist for the Houston Post in Texas. He's not only a writer, he is a reader. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Hale says he's a sucker for a story, and he thinks no book is too bad to start.
Quite a few of them are too bad to finish, though. I've learned not to be afraid to quit a book when it's boring me. And that's a change for me because of the way I grew up in my schools. My schooling taught me that if you start a book, it's kind of a cop-out to quit it, that you ought to plow on through, hoping it's going to get better. And I've quit that. You know, somebody bores me, boy, I quit.
Leon Hale says he has several hundred books in his two-room Houston apartment, most stacked up in marvelous disarray. And sticking out of a lot of those books are bookmarks.
I had bookmarks around here for years and years that I never did use, but I'm using them now. Sometimes when you stop a book and put the old bookmark in there and then go back and pick up, well, the interest renews somehow.
Hale is a big Damon Runyon fan. He also likes the Western writer Alfred Henry Lewis, and he usually reads bestsellers after they stop selling.
I'm trying to read some classics that I missed or had to read when I was in school, and for instance, I'm about halfway through Tolstoy's Anna Karenina right now, and in contrast to that, I'm trying to finish Cairo's Lyndon Johnson book on the path to power, and that's just about got me thrown, that one.
Leon Hale has more time to read these days. He has no TV.
In my last divorce, I didn't get away with a TV set, and I hadn't replaced it, and I don't know, it looks like I'm not going to do it. It's been over a year now.
Texan Leon Hale, columnist with the Houston Post. He refuses to punish himself by reading a book he doesn't like. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.